For decades now, private U.S. political consultants for hire have been shaping foreign elections the world over. Quietly, without tanks or troops, they've been spreading an American brand of democracy. The most notorious and successful private U.S. political consultant firm is Greenberg, Carville & Shrum. Carville, as in James Carville. Mm-hmm. That James Carville. Rachel Boynton is the director of the film Our Brand is Crisis. The film follows Greenberg, Carville, and Shrum as they launch a campaign for a Bolivian presidential candidate known as Goni. Goni was a former and very unpopular president of Bolivia. Steve Paulson asked Boynton what the poor and mostly indigenous people of Bolivia thought of Goni.
They hated him. I mean, in general, he was widely unliked because of his privatization policies. And he was not the kind of politician who would apologize when he didn't want to or who would pussyfoot around his own opinions. And a lot of that was taken by people as being horribly arrogant. They thought that he didn't listen to them and that he didn't pay attention to their opinions.
So these American political consultants come in, they are assessing the situation and trying to figure out how to boost his popularity. How do they do that?
Well, this is interesting because it's one of the reasons why I think Our Brand is Crisis is interesting as a movie is that it's not just about Bolivia. It's about America. I had access to these things that happen in America all the time. It's just that nobody would ever give you access in Iowa to film these things. So the funny thing about the movie is you're watching these strategies unfold in Bolivia, but in fact, they're strategies that are used all the time in your backyard. And in many ways, it's scientific how strategists can go about trying to figure out what a candidate's strengths are and what his weaknesses are, his or her weaknesses, and playing to the strengths and downplaying the weaknesses. So, for example, one of Goni's strengths was his competency. People perceived Goni as being very strong when it came to economics, and they knew that they needed a leader to fix the crisis. You know, the title, Our Brand is Crisis, comes directly from something that one of the consultants says.
I think the most important thing we can do is to be dedicated to this message, okay, and to figure out how we can make all of this paid media, television advertising, fit the frame, okay? Because I think if we're going to win this election, it's because we've chosen the right frame. The frame for us is, you know, crisis. I mean, we must be, that's our brand, as Stan was saying the other day, we must own crisis and we must brand crisis. Who can deal with it, who has the capacity to deal with it, and Goni as the guy who has strength, you know, in the plan. Okay, now, if we're going to believe in that message, and I think we should, and I think we should make a commitment, we should bet the house on the message.
There's a rather dark side to all of this. I mean, you film in your documentary the whole technique of how to smear an opponent. I mean, basically, you know, you run a negative advertising campaign, but make sure that your candidate doesn't say any of this stuff, or you get some outside person to go after your opponent. I mean, it's dirty business.
Absolutely. And there's amazing footage in the film of them just saying directly to the camera, unabashed, we're going to get this guy, we're going to smear him, we're going to make him look like dirt. You know, I mean, not exact quotes, but they're very phenomenally direct in front of the camera about what their plan is.
I want to talk about strategic issues. We have to start negative campaigns against him. Mm-hmm. We have to make him from clean to a dirty candidate. Mm. That's our task. I had a discussion with Carlos Sanchez about it. Very personal. He has some stuff on him. Mm. He's going to do it through outside parties that are going to attack him. He's not going to come from us, at least that he's going to try start to feel the pressure. So I told him, everything you do, it cannot be connected to us in any way.
The thing that's remarkable about the campaign that you follow is that these American consultants are not in Bolivia for that long, but you can just see Goni's popularity ticking upwards by the week because of the messages that he's been told to convey and also by the TV ads they're running.
Well, and isn't it amazing to watch them doing this in another country? I mean, that was, for me, when I first started making the film, that was the thing I think that struck me the most was, oh my gosh, they're doing this all over the world. So I think that that part of it is really interesting, too. Just somehow seeing these strategies at work somewhere else makes you more conscious of them than you are when you watch them on television.
A good message has to be relevant, simple, and repetitive. It's hard for people to believe that here's this guy coming all this distance and they're paying all this money to him, and he's saying we just need to do these three simple things. Well, gee, we could have thought of that. The hell, I thought he was going to bring some computer and a magic formula, and you know what I mean? They were going to run a whole bunch of numbers, and we were going to sit around, and there'd be all of these, you know, people from Princeton and Stanford, you know what I mean, doing the chi fact and the juxtaposition of the X and the regression analysis and everything. And this comes in and says, look, these are the three things you got to do. You got to say these three things. You got to say them creatively. You got to say them relentlessly, and you have to say them exclusively. And people really don't care what your opinion is on X, Y, and Z. And it's like, gee, we could have thought of that.
You know, who cares what they're asking? The point is, what point do you want to make? And keep coming. It's like a game. In every question, you want to see how few words it takes you to get back to your point.
In some ways, there's nothing very outrageous about what you're saying. I mean, this is just the way modern political campaigns work now. I mean, I guess what struck me about what was happening in the Bolivian campaign was there seemed to be a real factor of arrogance there. I mean, these high-powered Americans who come in there and they change the course of the campaign. They swing the election because of their expertise.
Yes, definitely. They do the same thing there. They do the same thing in Austria. They do the same thing in South Africa, in New York City. Wherever they happen to go, the techniques work. And I guess, yes, it can be seen as arrogant. And I think a lot of people who see the movie are just appalled at the idea that Americans are going all over the world and doing this. And they get angry. I mean, I've done Q&As after the movie where people are just enraged. It just really rubs people in very uncomfortable ways. And I think it's natural to see it as arrogant and terrifying to think that somebody from another country can come in and alter the course of your country's history. That said, I think the truth is political consulting is a business, like any other business. Businessmen are hired all over the world to do a job, to get their job done. And these guys, see, I think it's important not to confuse private influence with public influence, so that you have a private American business being hired to do a job that affects the government, which is kind of a funny intersection of public and private, right?
You asked whether it's fair to characterize us as an expression of American idealism that we go into these other countries and try to help the democratic process. I hope so. I mean, in part, this is a business we do, and people to pay us to do this, so it's not volunteer and charity work. But for me and for my partners, we are in this because we not only believe in democracy, but a particular brand of democracy, which is, you know, progressive, social democratic, market-based and modern, but with broad benefits. And that's why we're in Bolivia.
These are good liberals. These are, you know, the backbone of the Democratic Party, James Carville, who famously helped Clinton get into the White House. But it's a certain brand of liberalism, which translated to the international scene is global capitalism. And yes, you could see why certain indigenous people in particular from other countries would really object to that.
Well, definitely. And I also think that one of the great lessons, if you're trying to look for a lesson to take from the movie, I think one of the great lessons is that we in America, we don't have a political discourse, really. I mean, we have elections, but we don't actually. There are certain things that we do not question in this country. Nobody questions them. The idea of a capitalist society, that's not something that any candidate in his right mind would get up and question. Are we going to have, you know, privately held businesses running, you know, major parts of the economy? We don't question that. In many parts of the world, that isn't necessarily a given. The fundamental questions about how an economy is going to run have not been answered and set in stone in many parts of the world in the way they have here. So I think one of the things that happens when you get an American going overseas and saying this guy is the right guy for the economy, we tend to go into any place we go into, whether it's as a business or as a government, we tend to go in with certain assumptions about the way an economy should work and the way a government should work. And we know what has worked here. and we're very confident about what has worked here. And we tend to assume that because it works here, it should work everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that that has to be, you know, we have to sort of take a deep breath and not necessarily assume that every time we go as a military or as a business into another place.
Hmm. Now, we should say what happened in this election. Goni won. Not by much, but he won, obviously, because of the American consultants who came in and engineered his campaign at the last minute. And then what happened after that, after his victory?
Well, Goni was elected president by a very small margin, and he tried to put together a coalition. His coalition was very weak. And to make a long story very short, he ended up getting kicked out of office by massive protests that were particularly strong in the capital, in La Paz. And his vice president took over, a guy named Carlos Mesa. Carlos Mesa was then kicked out of office by another series of protests that were led by Evo Morales. And Evo was ultimately elected president by a majority of the population, which has never happened before. Number one, there's never been an indigenous president of Bolivia. And secondly, there's never been an election, because they have so many different parties, there's never been an election where one candidate has actually won the majority of votes. So it was a really remarkable event in many, many ways. And he's now president.
Why didn't the people see Goni the way you see Goni?
Well, I think you got a lot of things. I mean, one thing is, here's a guy who's an unabashed champion of market economics, who's saying the only road forward for this country to get unpoor is through mostly private ownership and market economics. And you've got, you know, about half the country that just doesn't buy that. And so people who don't buy that are going to say, he doesn't understand me, he doesn't understand reality, he doesn't get it.
Now, one way of looking at this whole process is that Goni bought this election. I mean, he went out and hired these American political consultants, and they came in and they helped him win. Do you see it that way?
Well, yes. I mean, he definitely did that. There's no question about that. My first thought is Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, he definitely bought the election. Money buys advertising, and it buys information, and it buys influence. That is the way it works.
Rachel Boynton's documentary is called Our Brand is Crisis. Steve Paulson spoke with her.